This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Prosper.com, America's marketplace for people-to-people loans. Prosper.com, where you can compete to bid on loans to fellow Americans.
The cost of borrowing down again?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. There's a good chance the Federal Reserve will cut its key interest rate for the third time this year. Today is the Fed's final meeting of 2007. Analysts expect a quarter point drop from 4.5% to 4.25%. If the Fed does that, banks will lower their prime lending rate, now at 7.5%, by the corresponding amount. Wall Street has probably already factored in the Fed's decision, but investors seem bullish anyway. The Dow starts Tuesday at 13,727. It gained 101 points yesterday. The Nasdaq was up 12 to 2718. The S&P 500 added 11 to 1515. In Tokyo, the Nikkei put on almost 1% today. European shares are down 0.5% so far. Oil prices are back above $88 a barrel this morning. Seems like a bargain compared to where they've been lately. Some people blame speculators for the big spike in the price of oil. Today, the Senate will look into this. John Dimsdale explains.
Investor trading in oil has jumped along with the price this year, and senators want to know if speculators have created an oil bubble. Deutsche Bank energy analyst Adam Siminski says, on the contrary, investors speculating on future prices help markets work.
Speculators in oil are providing the liquidity there. Speculators in corn are making it easier for farmers to sell their corn into the futures market. So the term has somehow become a pejorative when, in fact, it's not a bad thing.
But Edward Kraepels of Energy Security Analysis, who will be testifying today, says large investments can exaggerate the underlying price.
You can have a bull market in oil just like you had a bull market in internet stocks that went on for years, even though the underlying value was much lower than what the trade pushed it up to.
Kraepels says the government needs to keep track of and disclose how investors are influencing the price of oil. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
If someone added one penny to every one of your credit card transactions, would you care? The United Way of America is pretty sure you won't. Today, the charity launches a new campaign that allows people to donate 1 cent per purchase. Here's Jeremy Hobson.
10 small banks and credit unions are kicking off the program. Customers can opt in. If it works, there's huge potential, says Alex Sanchez, a senior vice president with United Way. He says Americans make 40 billion credit card purchases every year.
That is an awful, awful lot of pennies.
At a penny per transaction, it's $400 million. Now, Sanchez only expects 1 to 3% of consumers to eventually participate.
Still an absolutely significant number of pennies.
So why not ask for a nickel per purchase?
You know, we looked at all those different ways of giving through a credit card, but we really ended up on a penny. Because that's the point where people don't change any other behavior.
Art Taylor heads the Better Business Bureau's Wise Giving Alliance. He says the program is the first of its kind and will succeed if United Way can prove the money is being put to good use.
And I guarantee you, if it works, that there will be others who follow suit.
I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Another Christmas toy that's flying off the shelves, Talking Jesus.
Mark 12:31. Love others as much as you love yourself.
All 600 Walmart stores that were selling the doll have run out, and Target doesn't have many left. The California company that makes the dolls, One to Believe, doesn't plan to restock before Christmas. The company points out there were doubters who wondered if a 12-inch tall talking Jesus would sell. Peter, Paul, Mary, Noah, and Moses sold separately.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at GrantThornton.com.
This morning, the dollar is weaker against the euro. $1.47 buys 1 euro. Not much fun for American tourists, but it's serious business for European companies. The strong euro is killing their export business. There are rumblings that European companies like Airbus might build factories in the U.S., and now the carmaker Fiat is saying that. Joining us is our European correspondent, Megan Williams. Megan, what exactly is Fiat saying?
Well, the head of Fiat announced that Fiat is now considering opening a factory in the United States. And the most obvious reason is that the dollar is so much cheaper compared to the euro now, and it's very expensive for Europe to produce in Europe and then sell to the United States. The prices are just too high. So that's the main reason. And factory workers in Europe, Italy, on average, earn about $10 an hour more than factory workers in the U.S.
But why Fiat? We don't hear that name much here in the United States anymore. My dad used to have one of those little sports cars, but I don't think they sell many of those here anymore. So why would they want to come here?
Yeah, well, I mean, Fiat is, you know, it used to be famous for, you know, what did Fiat stand for? Fix it again, Tony.
Yeah.
And, you know, those days have changed. It was in trouble for many, many years. And about 4 years ago, it had a tiny share of the European market, a minuscule share of the American market. Then Sergio Marchionne took over. He introduced much better models and has planned to introduce the Alfa Romeo back into the U.S. It hasn't been there for 13 years now.
Yeah.
But, you know, he also realized that if he's going to introduce the Alfa Romeo into the U.S., he's probably going to have to switch production there.
We already have some plants here in the United States for BMW and Mercedes-Benz in the South. Is the currency thing possibly a driver for more European car makers to think of building plants here?
Well, certainly Volkswagen in Germany is thinking about it. They've announced that they're scouting for a plant right now, and they'll decide sometime next year. I mean, it's all part of the geographical diversification that car companies are doing. They're opening up factories all over the world and really have to in order to keep the prices down.
All right, Megan Williams reporting from Rome. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.